All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith. I am here, as always, with my buddies, Chuck and John. Gentlemen, we've pretty much made it 1 year because we are back doing our over-under show. This is the rite of passage that everyone must go through. That's how we started our broadcast run. Podcasting run.
Get your checks. Get your stacks. Let's gamble. Let's get some wagers.
Go ahead and get your bookie on the phone. If you were with us last year, we did pretty well.
Can I, John Berg, on a small rant?
Yes.
Get a real bookie, people. This online shiznit is for babies. Those sites get prosecuted by the federal government. They take forever to pay out. You get weird checks from Beijing that you have to explain to your wife and banker. You have to put them in via ATM because banks won't accept them. Just get you a man. My guy's named Pickle. That's so harmless.
That's Uncle John, boys and girls, telling you how to break the law. Do it small scale.
Yeah.
Without a paper trail.
Pickle did sponsor this episode, by the way.
Yeah.
So. Sponsored by Pickle, which in its own way means it's sponsored by Tim McGraw, who loses millions of dollars a year to Pickle.
It's a bit of our Nashville connection insider right connections. Yeah. No, but last year on our over-under show, if you went with us on the picks that we were unanimous on, 12-3.
That's big time money.
Winner. John was our big winner of the show last year with 21 right. Chuck got 20 right. I am a moron at 18 and 12.
Hey, that's almost turning a profit with the vigorous.
But before we dive in to the over-unders, gentlemen, did we have breakfast?
Oh, you know it.
Always.
Chuck, what'd you have?
Guys, you know, was hankering. Got up a little late today.
You don't say.
Well, good thing McDonald's is all day breakfast now.
Which is complete BS because it's not all day breakfast. It's all day breakfast that they serve like they feel like serving.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can't get everything.
Pick and choose.
So I wanted some egg white. You know, I was trying to eat healthy, so I wanted a biscuit with egg white and the white cheese because it's a little, you know, less fatty. I want to keep my fat grams down.
Allegedly.
Well, you know, I went in there and they're like, we don't have that. We can't make the egg whites and we can't make the white cheese.
So you did go to McDonald's?
I did.
Well.
And I got a regular bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, which is 460 calories.
Whew.
I walked for 2 miles today, which is 200 calories. So I had a 260 calorie.
You had to walk it off.
I had to walk it off. Me and my dog, we went on a hike after that thing. Yeah.
That's a
I sweated.
Mickey D's sponsored sweat hog hike.
That's a sweat hog hike. All that pork was just escaping my soul. It was beautiful.
I did not walk any miles. I barely drove miles. I drove in a circle around the city, I guess sort of burning calories from Chuck tried to set up a little commissary at my house yesterday, testing stuff for, what's it called, death from a bun?
Yeah, that's my, I have a food truck idea that I might
Chuck's starting a food truck, and I serve as the test kitchen, which means I just get to wander back there and eat things.
Yeah.
But he left some steaks at my house, so I had ye old steak and eggs, best of the week for breakfast.
Yeah. You had a best thing actual.
I sure did, and I feel great.
For my breakfast, I had the strange, creepy interaction with a random stranger.
My favorite kind of interactions.
And coffee. So
don't tell your wife.com.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens. And there might be more backstory. I guess I've been talking bad. Well, all right, let me set the stage. Mm-hmm. I'm at my house, as is common the case, with my child. Someone knocks on my door. I don't answer the door because I'm a normal person. So after, you know, after a solid minute has elapsed, I go and peek out the window to see like who would knock on my door, assuming it's a salesman or some kid selling candy bars or, you know, others. Mm-hmm. And I see a person get in. I'm seeing this person crawl in the back seat of a car, and I'm like, oh, maybe they're like missionaries or something. Because there's a real old guy driving the car.
Jehovah's Security Witnesses.
Perhaps. But then I see there's an Uber decal on the windshield. And I'm like, oh, the guy got in the back seat. There's an old man. This is like, that guy took an Uber to my house to knock on the door.
Right.
The hitman.
Did I dodge a hitman?
Ooh, like, that would be a great way to Uber. I would Uber for a bank robbery.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you need concrete records. And
you do.
Like, I looked.
Write that shit off.
I looked. The car did not go to, like, the next door. It wasn't, like, a really lazy salesperson going to, like, it just took off and drove away.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was weird.
It came for you.
And so now we were talking. I've been, if you listened to us last week, I've been calling out Comcast.
You have been.
And you guys said Comcast is coming for me.
They are coming to get you,
the
bro.
The man.
So, so this week on Twitter.
The outfit.
On the Fast Break Break Twitter.
So amazing.
I actually announced a positive thing. I was tweeting, hey, for Comcast subscribers, the League Pass is now working with your online login. It's not working on TV yet. And so then Xfinity direct messages me and says, hey, or they at me and like, hey, we want to give you a little thing for being a big sports TV fan.
Hey.
And so then they're like, send us a message. And so I sent a message and they replied like, hey, we want to send you an iPad mini. To which, that's weird.
It's almost like they're buying you off.
It's like they're buying me off. But so this is the funny thing about social media. Like, 800,000 people a day tweet something horrible at Comcast.
Of course. How many iPad minis are they giving away?
So, no. So I say the one nice thing.
America.
Like Comcast subscribers, it's now available.
Heed our call.
And so Comcast is like, wow, this one person said something nice.
Yeah.
Let's give them an iPad.
That's actually great marketing.
So that they ask for...
I'm tweeting right now.
They ask for my address and I give it to them.
Don't do it.
And so that's when you guys, because I texted this to John and Chuck. I'm like, they've contacted and John brought up, like, you're in trouble.
You're going to get whacked like a mole at Dave.
So two days later, some nameless youth knocks on my door and then gets in an Uber and drives away. I'm worried it's connected.
Everything's connected.
So he had a syringe full of ricin.
Oh
man. He's
going to drop it in
your
stevia.
All you had to do was touch your skin.
So now I don't know what to make. I wrote a Fast Break Breakfast and then my address, mm-hmm. and they wrote back, can you give us a real name?
And then you...
And I wrote...
Perhaps a picture of you.
I wrote Roni Cycli. And they said, thank you.
They're going to address it to Roni Cycli.
They're mailing me a package to Roni Cycli. I will let you know, my anticipation for receiving an iPad mini in the mail is around 6%. I think I will receive it.
Give it to me.
You have to get it. Like, there's no way they won't send
it. I'll use it during podcasts. Well, I'll have information.
My next thought was, has Xfinity just, does their Twitter hacked?
Yeah, that was the other
really
thing.
Weird.
Yeah, it could have been just some sort of like extreme phishing.
But it's weird. Like, I scrolled through their timeline to see if they'd added anybody else to be like, hey, you've been a good fan. And I found like four.
Okay.
So maybe they've handed out five. It's really weird.
Yeah. I went to the Verizon store to basically Scud missile the building.
Right.
Because everything they give me, like I need lots of charge for my phone, so I buy these like Mophie charger things.
Yeah.
And they only work for about 3 months at a time. So I go in there and I'm hellaciously angry.
What?
To make them, for them to sate my anger, they just put a tablet in my hand and I did smile and walk away.
Right.
Now, it wasn't as nice as an iPad mini. It was like a crappy Verizon tablet and it worked for 2.5 weeks. So I'm pissed again. But this is the new way. Tablets is the new. That's the new.
It's
like,
the new. It's the new buy off. It used to just pacifier. Be they would give you 3 months of HBO, like that. That
doesn't work anymore.
And everyone's like,
everybody's got a login.
Yeah,
streaming illegally.
Ain't everybody got a login? All right. So after that setup, no steak and eggs this week. No cream of wheats. No apologies.
Format deviation.
We need to do our over unders. So John, I think you, as resident gambler, you are going to give us what the most current lines we could find, and we will go over them.
Let's start with the Leastern Conference.
The Leastern Conference, as we are wont to do.
And the Leastern of the Eastern, the Atlantic Division. We're going to go alphabetically, folks, if you want to get ahead of the game. Boston, Vegas says 43.5 wins. Keith, Chuck, do you have the over or the under?
I got that under. I think the team is improved, but I think a lot of teams are improved. I think they're going to take a small step back as they try to figure out if all their C-plus players, when played together, if they can actually improve. And also, you know, I think last year they had no one knew what was going on. There's now an extra year of tape on what Stevens is doing with the squad. So I actually penciled them in. I think they're going to 40 wins. So I'll take the under.
I gave them 39 wins. So I'm also under. It's not so much that they won 40 last year. Yeah, they won 40 last year. I think it's not that they won't. I don't think they're going to be not improved, but I do think the teams around them have improved enough to cost them a win or so.
Right.
And I'm like you. I think Brad Stevens is a great coach. I enjoy their pickups, but still, they still have a problem at point guard. Like, who's the starter there?
They just got so many players. It's like, I don't know how it's going
to. Yeah. Well, they're going to have to get rid of some of those players.
Right.
Chuck, what you thinking?
I don't know, man. I think they can. I think the East is so terrible. 42 games get you in the playoffs.
It would have. It would the last several years.
Right. I think 38, 39 probably this year.
So, I mean, if they need a couple extra games, I believe Brad Stevens could juice them for a few games extra for a playoff push. I'd go over, but by barely any, maybe a game or two.
But, I mean, if they win 44 games,
that's 45 games.
I'm telling you that's squarely in the playoffs.
Yeah. So I think they can, you know, David Lee, I think, will provide them if, you know, with enough terrible offense and empty stats to get them a decent record against terrible opponents.
That feels like a high number to me, but I guess they're looking at it like, you know, they have improved. We think they're a little better.
And we said they were better.
Just improving. Better. All right, what do we who's next?
Hello, Brooklyn. Ooh. Vegas says 28.
That's a low number.
That's a low number. But for me, not low enough. I'm going under.
Oh.
I've got them winning 27. Just barely under.
That is under. So I have them going over.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. But here's what I'm thinking.
They lost one of their best players, who is Darren Williams, which is sad, but that was one of their best players.
In our I Can't Believe They're Not Butter episode, I felt like their losses weren't that huge. They're just kind of a meh heart. Like, no one wants to watch this team. Like, this coming season, they're one of the Zach Lowe League Pass rankings. They were at the bottom, and they, whew, nothing to look forward to. But I feel like the important thing is they don't have a draft pick.
Correct.
So they have no reason to lose. And in Lionel Hollins, our favorite prickly bear, former coach of the Grizzlies, Lionel Hollins.
Much slimmed down. Rachel Ray endorsed Lionel Hollins.
Really?
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
He's got a nice beard working, too.
Using her powers.
But anyway, Nets reporter Devin Carpedian? Don't know how to say his name.
Carpedian.
Yes.
He asked Lionel Hollins, is it hard to coach when management is cost-cutting and looking for long-term? And Lionel
replied... You need to snap that reporter's neck and walk away.
Yeah, Lionel replied, you'll have to ask a coach who's gone through that.
Oh.
Oh.
So burn.
Sick burn.
I love Lionel. But I... So
you didn't.
You weren't a fan of him, I recall.
No, absence makes the heart grow fonder, I guess.
I wasn't a fan of some things he did, but generally, you know, he took our Grizzlies to a place they'd never been. And definitely, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
He's a pretty good coach, but he's a malcontent.
He is a bit of a malcontent, but he's proven. I've never seen a Lionel Hollins team just totally crap out. Like, there was nothing expected from them last year, and he just kept winning games, coming down the stretch, and ended up in the playoffs.
He's the Don Henley of the NBA.
I think 28 is too low.
Golden throat, so, yeah. Always suing his
You're
lady.
Going over.
I'm going over.
I'm going under. I think 25 games is about their level.
It's highly possible to be terrible.
Really, really bad lineup. Roster, Bargnani, ugh,
the tease.
Hope it doesn't do
Wayne
much.
Wayne
Ellington is apparently the third wing now. He's going to be getting a lot of PT.
Listen to yourself.
Now,
listen to what you just said, Keith.
I think they have no incentive to lose games. They can have 20 games with like 15 left, and Lionel's going to get them together. They're going to run hard. They're going to pick up some crappy wins for the other teams who are trying to lose.
Yeah. I wonder how many ISOs Joe Johnson will run this year.
All of them.
I mean,
all of them.
I mean, it could be a new record.
Usage rate record.
Advanced stats.
Kobe.
Get ready for Joe Johnson.
Yeah, Thad Young, I don't know what he'll bring. I'm not sold.
He was really good on the Nets. And I think, again,
Thad Young is their only good acquisition.
But he's also not a big... I wouldn't build anything around him. He would be a great role player in a good team.
Brolo's going to have an MVP season. I'm calling... No, I'm not.
He's going to break his foot.
Let's move. Let's go across the bridge.
Moving to the other boroughs?
Yeah.
New York Knickerbockers. Vegas says slightly better than the Nets, 28.5. What have you, Chuckles?
The Knicks are 28.5?
28.5.
I believe in the ineptitude of the New York Knickerbockers organization now. Last year, I thought they had some sort of, vision and plan in place. And
I recall us scoffing heartily.
At me.
Yes.
And I, didn't think that they were going in a bad direction, but now it seems that they're lost. There's no real management focus, as evidenced by our wonderful How's It Going
shirts. It's not going so well.
Yeah, it's the understanding, I think, across most circles that they're just not well run.
So you don't think Ham Man Calderon can run the triangle?
Yeah.
Scotty. Use the triangle, Scotty.
this is literally the last year of Carmelo's prime, so that could give them, a few wins extra. I could see it going either way, but I'm betting on Carmelo being an absolute malcontent and probably submarining the team at some point, so I'm going under.
So I acted shocked when you
seem stunned.
I seem stunned. One is because I've been saving myself. I haven't looked at the Vegas lines because I like having the reveal. I like trying to come up with what I think the number is going to be.
You're like a Mormon before multiple marriages. Saving yourself.
Pass on that one. Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't listened to anybody else's over under stuff because I like to be fresh, like to be unsullied.
Yeah.
Again, like your analogy.
I soaked in the numbers.
Right. So I actually thought that's such a low number for a big market team.
Right.
And for a team that's had some really comically high Vegas totals the last couple of years.
I think losing more games than the 76ers will do that.
It'll do it. When you go single digit, or I guess in the teenage, yeah, under 20 feels.
17.
The Mendoza line.
17 wins last year.
I think they're going to win 31 games, boys and girls. So,
I have them at 30.
So you get an over. 28.5 seems so low.
I have him at 30. The biggest reason is Carmelo Anthony playing. The second biggest reason is Carmelo Anthony has claimed to want his coaches to hold him accountable this year.
Well, that's hilarious.
Which, at least he's saying the right things. And I actually like their draft, and I think they had the best worst free agency they could have had.
I agree. I kind of like their starting lineup even in a weird way. I think Calderon, I'm hopeful he comes back and plays, like to his, at least his level. And Porzingis.
Yeah. And they
seems
have a,
great.
They have a starting center.
And you don't want to read too much into preseason, but Jerian Grant.
Yeah.
Has looked,
my favorite move is the Kyle O'Quinn for Quincy Acey swap. Cause then you keep the beard. And right. You don't have,
a beard with upside.
You can't have a New York.
I feel like it happened quick where there's a thing like, oh, Quincy Acey's gone. Oh, he played ball. Kyle O'Quinn.
We need the same player.
Great.
They got Quincy Acey Sr.
I always thought that was Reggie Evans. But
shall we? It is.
Yeah.
Reggie Evans, the poorest man's Moses Malone.
All right, what do we got next?
Oh, them 76ers. The 6-76ers.
This team is the worst.
And they were not the worst last year in their own division, topping out with 18 big ones. Vegas says 20 this year. What have you, Keith?
I've been burned by them. I would guess a lot of the money for the last couple of years has been on the under, and they've burned people.
Yes.
I feel like that's just too low of a number, even though I feel like this is clearly the worst team in the NBA for a third year. Their lack of getting any point guard is troubling. I don't know why they have 5 point guard prospects. It's even going to hurt, when you're trying to pick up that random fantasy guy who's going to get all the minutes and the assists. Although, the fantasy light is going off. Yeah, so I'm going to take them. I'm going over just based on the... They burn me every year when I go under. So I'm gonna zig instead of zag.
How many wins?
I have them down. See, here's the thing. I have them down at 18 wins, but I'm taking the over.
Okay. You don't trust yourself.
I don't trust myself.
Hedging.
What you got, Chuckles?
They're just the worst. So I can't. That's a good number. Vegas said a good number there.
You gonna push?
I would push if I could, but that means I'm a wimp. So
well, you can you bet? Can't you get great odds on exactly 20?
I don't know anyone who takes those bets.
Does Pickle not take those bets?
Pickle doesn't.
That's not surprising.
Pickle will go, what are you talking about?
That sounds like what Pickle should sound like.
Oh, yeah. He drives a BMW and meets you in the Walgreens parking lot.
Yeah. Oakford, I don't know. Just no. No. Under.
I'm going over.
All right.
I got them winning 25.
Hey, that's a good year.
Despite their best efforts, they have drafted talent.
Well, they also have draft picks coming to them,
right?
More than likely, so it's not as necessary to tank. And some of those people are talking about, is this a weak draft coming, maybe? Weak right. draft coming? So teams aren't going to be as gung-ho on being horrible.
I think they're going to be hard to score on. They've brought in like a bevy of crappy guys who can shoot.
Respectable defense last year.
So, and I think Brown is a good coach. I think we're going to see a subtle improvement.
Yep.
I think that this team, I think Jahlil Okafor is good enough for a few wins, and the guys they brought in are good enough for a few wins. But you know, the only thing that could kind of sink this is if one of these guys they have brought in to be a consistent starter for them gets traded to like a Thunder or a Miami Heat to be a role player later in the season.
That's always the question if they cut bait on the people we kind of like. Like, oh, right. Hollis Thompson's looking really good, and he gets shipped to somewhere else. Or
McDaniels, you know. Yeah.
McDaniel style.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen again.
Right.
So, but for me, it was a relatively easy over, and I will be putting my real actual money on that one.
Nice.
Now we go to the Great White North. Toronto Raptors. Vegas says 46.5.
That's a great number.
It's a great big number. I'm going under. I'm at 42.
Oh, that's a big under.
I don't think Damari Carroll is the type of guy who makes you have this magnificent leap or keeps them in this stratosphere that they frankly didn't belong in last year. It took quite an incredible run for them to achieve what they achieved. So it's similar to what I'll be talking about when we get to like the Hawks. Like, I think the number is too large.
You don't buy the Kyle Lowry, the weight loss, the quick, the lightning, the jitterbug speed.
Whoever lends any credence to these weight muscle rumors.
Well, he's clearly light. I mean, he is skinny. Right. He is almost unrecognizable. And his preseason PER, I don't have it at my fingertips. Well, but his per minute production is unbelievable.
Well, I choose to remember his postseason PER.
Well,
and that's what
ugly.
That's what I'll stick
post
to.
All-Star was gross. And I still, so I'll go, I also have them under. I have them at 45 wins.
So just slightly.
Under. I think this team's going to win. You know, they're going to win their division again, which it officially doesn't mean anything this year.
Right. All they have to do is win more than Boston.
Yeah, presumably. I do. The hipster in me adores Bruno Caboclo. He has looked awesome when he plays in a fun backup sort of way.
19 years old. Baby.
I'm highly concerned that Dwayne Casey has already released a quote apologizing to James Johnson for being buried in the rotation. What's wrong with these people? Free that man. Free James Johnson. But I could see that this is definitely one I wouldn't actually wager money on because I could see them hitting it kind of, but
totally agree. This is a stay away bet.
This is a stay away, but I'll take the under.
They could breeze past this with the right, with a similar run as last year. I just don't see it.
Right.
Chuckle it.
I'll go under too. I'll do 43 games. I think it's, when you lose Lou Will and his two hot, bad broads.
Yeah.
Although Drake did drop Corey Joseph in a rap verse.
Yes, so. I remember that.
There you have it.
So, yeah, it's officially he's been replaced. But Toronto just doesn't seem to me to have gotten better. So that tends to make me feel like...
And I feel like there are... A lot of it is if Valanciunas gets the playing time and they leave him on the court in the fourth quarter. I feel like all the pieces are there for this team to be actually quite good. And again... You're buying into the optimism of Kyle Lowry has an entire year of how he started out last year.
I just don't think they have any good players.
That's a hot take.
Real hot.
I think DeMar DeRozan is bad. I think Kyle Lowry showed people how to beat him last year. I don't think Jonas Valanciunas is good. I think they're going to feel the loss of Amir Johnson. I don't think they have any good players. I think their best player is Damari Carroll, and he's like almost just a guy on a lot of teams.
Man.
I'm like Van de Gad.
And this was my This was my second team last year. This was my picked. This is going to be my second favorite team to cheer for, and I enjoyed it until.
Is this your Eastern Conference team this year?
This is if James Johnson is in the rotation and Caboclo actually gets in the game, I will probably find myself back on that We the North bandwagon, enjoying and watching. But I am concerned they brought in Anthony Bennett, who might take PT from my man.
I would say
old Nick tattoo.
He's about 10 years younger.
So worse.
And at least one neck tattoo less.
All right. I tried to get back our Toronto listeners that they just turned off when John crapped on their entire team.
Sorry, Drake.
Let's centralize
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Yajiri.
Let's centralize it.
Okay. Move take us to the central.
To the Windy City. Vegas says 49.5.
I think it's a perfect gambling number by Vegas there. I'll take the over. I like the Bulls. I like a lot. I think Hoiberg is going to be a fresh mind to look at ways to put the talented roster. We always felt like they had a very deep and talented roster. I think maybe just having a fresh set of eyes, a new perspective to mold them into what we see. Their concerns are Dunleavy's out with a back thing.
Noah's feet may never work again.
And apparently maybe Noah's coming off the bench. I have him at 50. So it's the scariest razor's edge of right above it. But I like their squad. I think, and they have the continuity. Even though they lost their coach, they have all the same players. I don't think Derrick Rose being gone even hurts them that much. That's my, I guess, controversial take. Like, I like Aaron Brooks. I think he plays fine. I would like to see a little less Kurt Heinrich, but Captain Kirk, I can't get too mad at him. He makes me grin a lot.
Ooh, Kirk Heinrich.
But it's mainly
Phaser's set to charge.
World's dumbest coach's son. Chuck, what are you thinking?
They didn't get better than last year to me, but I think I'll go with the over. New coach. If Rose comes back with any bit of, you know, pep in his step, then they'll be a little better.
He's rumored to be playing preseason game with double vision.
Double vision.
Currently experiencing double vision, he's going to play. That seems.
Isn't there a song, Double Vision?
Don't just drop a Foreigner song in here and act like it's no big deal.
Okay. So, yeah, he's going to play with the mask. I don't know. We'll see. I like the tension in the locker room there. That could either destroy them or motivate Derrick Rose to actually become, you know, a serviceable and decent point guard. So we'll see how it goes between him and Jimmy Butler and see who ends up standing at the end.
To me, this is the most enigmatic of teams right now. I'm kind of surprised that you guys think that they'll do that. That losing Tibbs seems to be a positive in both of your eyes.
Well,
I understand it because he may have his stuff may have worn out, to use like a Skilesism here. But I also like Hoiberg, but I took the under. I have him at 48, which is close to the number. I also believe in Hoiberg. I'm very confused by the front court. They have more better power forwards than most teams in the league. I don't know how they're going to rotate them.
Right.
Noah is a huge mystery to me. He's playing lights out in the preseason, but Pau Gasol was the best player internationally this offseason.
Yep.
So they have a lot of good problems to have, but it was the type of problems that just confused me, so I went under. So I really, that's my reason.
Completely fair. And I think as of the last thing I've heard is maybe Gasol and Mirotić are going to start, and that's going to be a weird, poor defensive front court. And then Noah.
Well, Hoiberg's not going to play a lot of defense. This is going to be an offensive-minded team. But I think Noah's passing works for it. So, I mean, they might, you know, be one of those teams that has just a magnificent
second unit. We haven't even mentioned Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
So again, we don't know how he's going to get in the game, but that guy, in his eyes, they need playing time because it is.
Yeah, I mean, everything we're saying.
He's destroyed the summer and
makes
preseason.
Me want to lean over, but every time I bet the over on the Bulls.
Right.
Because last year they were 54.5, I believe.
I loved that under last year.
And 150.
Yeah.
So that brings us to one of our larger over-unders, unless you had more things to say, Keith.
No, let's can move on.
Cleveland, 57.5. Chuck, let's start with you. Your second favorite team.
Number one.
I think they're going to be the worst team in the league. They'll probably
number one cap
six
hater.
Days. They'll win like six games. So, yeah, I'm going under.
Let's get the real take.
I think they're going to destroy, probably win close to 70 games over. All day long.
Really?
I think LeBron's going to have his, This is going to be his masterpiece season.
Kyrie's out till January.
Shumpert?
Jumps out for God knows how long.
3.5 months as of a month ago. Someone do that math.
Not good at the math.
Do you guys know what a reverse jinx is? Have you even?
What about the double reverse secret probation?
Probation jinx. 0.0. That's how much I care if they win or lose. But they're going to win a bunch of games. Love's going to come back, I think, to be his start to hit his peak.
Breaking news alert. They finally signed
Tristan
today
to a ridiculous amount of money.
$82.5 million.
I think.
He'll be happy.
Complaining about Tristan's contract size is kind of ridiculous. Just it's based on his value to the team and right. The fact that they could only sign him. Like they're way over the hard cap. It's either Tristan,
right. They're already paying the
or
tax.
You get a guy off the street, right. Like a Jack Cooley who they picked up for preseason.
they're already paying the luxury tax.
So you can't compare the numbers. Yeah, they paid him a lot. He had great leverage. Although his ploy to get even more money was kind of silly.
How many wins, Rambus?
Oh, way under.
Way under. How many you got?
You think LeBron's floating through the regular season?
I think
the
whole team is floating through the regular season. I mean, to be clear, I think this team is probably the title favorite. But I think this regular season is going to be a coast.
Yeah, I saw that in the last couple of years of LeBron in Miami. He just didn't put in the effort. When he knew the landscape of the conference, he knew he didn't have to be out there putting all that effort in.
I think they're going to win like 55 games.
It's possible.
I have them at 55 games.
Yeah.
I have them at 72-10. They will match the Jordan Bulls for greatest record of all time.
I like the things they did. I mean, it's just small moves. They brought the band back pretty much. And then just like adding a Mo Williams, I think is good.
That if is Andy, a good pickup.
Although Anderson Varejão, who has been kind of horrible, like he's one of the
worst.
LeBron's
binky.
Yeah. But it's funny that his contract extension is kicking in now.
Right.
Like it just now is kicking in. That's hilarious to me. It's one of the worst contracts you could have.
Good coach, good players, really put together a strong playoff roster. I don't see any reason for this team to falter other than they don't need to win that many games to secure. I don't think they care about the seeding very much.
Here's how they're going to falter. If you want to come up giving Chuck a narrative like to falter, it is LeBron's coasting. He's already had his back injection whatever. And so, and then these guys are resting. These guys are out. The team's not, and they don't need to win games because we all assume they can make it in the playoffs without trying.
They're the only team I have in the East winning over 50.
The narrative is if they're losing games and they can't handle the media scrutiny of them being 15-12.
Yeah,
and then all the stuff goes on Blatt, and because I think Blatt's gonna have a really hard year.
Just look, if he can get through last year, I don't see how anything can comparable.
Building on last year, I mean, I know he's a fighter pilot.
So you think that he was in no way, shape, or form given any grace with the finals coaching a finals team?
I certainly think he was.
You think so, John?
Absolutely.
But you don't think so?
I think people are going to keep criticizing him. Everyone has the opinion that it was like Tyronn Lue's team, and then it was LeBron's doing the stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to come out and struggle, not because of Blatt, but I think the media is going to, you know, whip up this story that it's Blatt's fault
I think another year with the same roster, basically, you know, and I think a lot of people are underselling how much Mozgov added to that team. Defensively, like, once they added him, I mean,
They were
pretty lights out.
If they all start playing together, they can win 70 games. Again, I'm just whipping up my fanciful narrative.
So let me throw something out here. What if could you believe that LeBron would do some sort of submarining of Blatt on purpose, knowing, hey, Kyrie's out. Let me try to.
No,
we'll lose a few games and maybe get him in the hot seat.
That's too incredulous even for a Chuck's turkey baking conspiracy.
Okay,
people don't do that.
I think he
is effectively doing that though. He's icing him out with play calling. He's not giving him any real respect as a coach. It doesn't seem abnormal to me for him to go, hey, I want a different coach.
They seemed pretty darn happy in the latter half of last
season. Yeah, I think he knows that that much drama will undermine his chance of getting that title to Cleveland.
That was headline, deep headline searching. Let's move on to Detroit Rock City. Vegas says 36. Lock this one in as an over, boys and girls. Lock it in. 41 wins. And I very stupidly, perhaps drunkenly, put $100 on them to win the division, which would net me 7,000 whappers.
Yeah, a 70-1. That is a good one. This is year two of Stan Van. I know last year you guys were both bully on them doing things based on him.
Right.
And it didn't really come to fruition. We saw some glimpses at the end of the year.
How many you got him for?
So this is confusing. So when I went through and did my win totals, I was way over. Like when I added them up, I had way too many to make it all add up to how much.
You just started punishing Detroit.
So I started punishing teams. Detroit was a team I thought would do really well, but I put them at 36, and you said it was 36.
Right.
I don't like this not having a half.
You got to make a choice.
So I'm going over because I know I was shaving wins from them. I'm optimistic about what he can do with the team. I like their roster in weird ways. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a.k.a.
Kinsane in the brain.
Clown Posse. I'm still not sure about him, but, you know, like, he plays a lot, and maybe if he keeps improving, if the Reggie Jackson experiment works. But then, I'm all in on Stanley Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's my rookie of the year put.
If we redid the NBA draft right now, Stanley Johnson won, Bobby Portis too. I'm just saying.
OG Bobby Portis.
I'm just saying.
Chuck, what are you thinking?
I believe in the Van Gundy model. I think he's a fantastic coach. I think he's going to get a lot out of those guys. Over. Yeah, I think they're going to play well, barring.
Since we've gone unanimously on this, and I use the dreaded lock word, may I be allowed to speak out of both sides of my mouth for just a moment?
Do it.
Okay.
Go a little Chuck style.
That's how I get down.
I'm also a Stan Van Gundy supporter, but I put a lot of thought into these. And I'm a little worried that his style, which is the, you know, kick it out to the shooters, you know, build around one big guy, in this case Drummond, and kick it out to the shooters. That was very, I'm not going to say revolutionary, but he was one of the only guys doing it when he did it.
Right.
And now everyone is doing it.
Yes.
And everyone knows how to defend it.
Yes.
And maybe, just maybe, it ain't going to work anymore.
I like it. And when those shooters are going to be the bad Morai.
Yeah.
Right.
And Ersan Ilyasova, who I personally love.
Right.
And Stanley Johnson, again, is not known as a shooter.
No, he's a slasher.
I mean, Jody, you know.
Although he's looked awesome, understand, man.
So but
that's the devil's advocate.
And will Andre Drummond learn to do anything other than get tons of rebounds and block shots?
Andre Drummond is a scout's dream. He's a fantasy basketball player's dream, but maybe he's not.
As long as you're punting on the free throw categories. Yeah.
If you're not punting on the free throw categories, you've never won a fantasy basketball league. Oh, goodness gracious.
On to the Pacers.
Vegas says 40.5. What'd you say, Keith? You look dismayed.
I'm gritting my teeth for our listeners. Gritting my teeth because this is a stay away for me.
Yeah.
I have them at 41.
I also have them at 41. Chuck, how many wins say you?
I think they'll go over. I come to the realization that Frank Vogel is a decent coach.
He's a really good coach, top five coach.
So, and Paul George coming back with a fire under his basketballs. I think
I understood what you meant.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a top five, six NBA player.
You think he's all the way back?
I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be fine, and he's just a talented guy. And I think he'll be up there by the end of the season. I'm not sure if that.
I wanted to go way over because they won 38 games without him last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of a lot of the chaff to me.
They swapped their team,
mm-hmm. Right?
Like just.
And I wanted to go way over, but the fact that they're so pro Paul at the four disturbs me.
Uh-huh.
Because he is one of the five best small forwards. What's the need for a conversion? Especially if he doesn't want to.
I'm waiting until the games start playing. Are they doing a lot of that in preseason with him at the four?
That's been their whole...
Trying to work it out.
Like I don't want to reuse the word narrative, but that's all they've been talking about. And, and he, after the first preseason game, he's like, I don't like this at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Paraphrase.
It seems to me like either this is like a subterfuge tanking moment or... just a bad idea to me. And I get the idea. It's fun having a four who can do it all. It really is.
At what
cost victory? This could be Pyrrhic.
In my mind, it's like they shuffled the entire deck and they're going to get the same result. I'm not excited about this team. Outside of seeing if their rookie can transfer his summer league play into real play.
Miles Turner, Miles Black Turner, guy. Black guy, Miles Turner.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a team I'm real excited about, and I assume they're going to battle 500, and I think they're going to be... I think they're going to edge out the Celtics for the eighth spot, and I think that's the race for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the Pistons will be in that race, but it's like... Currently, I think they're going to win 41 games and get that eighth spot.
But. This is the best and tightest division in the East, which would make it the fourth best and tightest division in the West, but... that brings us to the Milwaukee Bucks. Vegas says 44.5. Chuck, what do you say?
I'm going over. I like Milwaukee. I think Monroe's going to be good with them. And they finally have a little bit of scoring and rebounding. I'll go over. Jason Kidd's going to motivate those kids. As soon as they all come back from the suspension from basically brawling in the last game of the playoffs.
Antetokounmpo trying to murder Dunleavy.
That was a spectacular meltdown. I'm glad you brought that back up. I had forgotten.
They just went.
He's out game one.
Yeah, but that's the way you want to end your season, I think, with just anger and, you know, fury that carried into the offseason and maybe helped them motivate themselves. So, yeah, I think they'll go over. I like that team, and I think they're going to get better.
To convert myself from half hypocrite to total hypocrisy, I will now bring up Giannis Antetokounmpo's weight gain and filling out. I have them slightly improved from last year, but still under the line of 44.5. I have them with 42 wins. I just think that's too much of an improvement to ask for this team that just can't score. And I don't know what Greg Monroe really adds. So I have them about the same team as last year, just a one win improvement.
So this is like, the Bucks are the NBA's it team, kind of.
Yes,
yeah.
Like everyone's fired up about them. They got the new jerseys. They got all that length, all the young players. They got that new alternate court.
Mm-hmm.
The only team with an alternate court. And I'm thinking, you know, they might be my number two team this year.
We've talked about that. Yeah.
So they could be my affair team. I'm thinking about it.
I mean, if Giannis and Jabari Parker make leaps, then they're gonna like blaze through this over under.
So.
But I just think it's too much.
You actually went. I thought their over under might be a couple games higher. I thought people are thinking they're going to be, you know, closer to 46, 47.
It was higher. It's been bet down.
Yeah. So there you go. So I have them at 45, which is just a slight over. I actually thought I would end up being the under on this one. I mean, the optimistic look is they were a young playoff team last year, and then they're adding the number two overall pick from the year before who was hurt.
Right.
And they're adding Monroe, who's like can command a double team if teams still double team.
Yeah,
they can't shoot.
I'm being a touch contrarian, but they literally got worse at shooting.
I feel you there.
That was their weakness, and they made it
because
weakness.
Again, they were. We brought it up, you know, recently that they were pretty bad once they traded Brandon Knight. Like they're something like 12-20 or something.
They have easily, to me, the crappiest point guard rotation in the league.
I think. Well,
I think that's big.
Not counting the 76ers, but
yeah, but I'm
kind of a Grievous fan.
I bet Grievous ends up running the show.
I think that's what I'm thinking too.
I think a curious bet would be like, how many games does Michael Carter Williams play 30 minutes or more?
Yeah,
right.
Like that's a fun. I'm curious. Like I don't know. He looks really good attacking the rim a lot, but then he still can't shoot.
If he was 32% from three, he would be decent.
Here's the last thing for my over. OJ Mayo contract year.
Hey now.
His hair is grand.
I want a weight update.
15
on Mayo.
Pounds of muscle, John.
Of course.
He lost 15 and added 15 of muscle.
Has anyone ever added or lost any number other than 15 pounds ever in an offseason?
Nope. Tayshaun had that stomach bug one year.
But why I'm under is Michael Carter Williams is the tainted straw that stirs the drink.
You said taint.
Well, damn it. That's it. That's all I got for that one. We're going to move on. We're going to leave the Central. We're going to get on our. We're going to get in our yachts and on our planes and our cigarette boats and head down to the Southeast. We're going to start in a place where no yacht nor plane nor... Well, plane could get you there, but not a cigarette boat. Atlanta Hawks. Vegas says 50.5. I have gone with 49 wins for a slight under.
It's a tough. I love it when Vegas, when I'm aligned with the number.
They mirror you.
So I have them at 50. I think most people feel like they're going to be worse. But then I'm seeing a lot of, I think I follow a lot of Atlanta people on Twitter, right. A lot of their writers, and they're all like, you know, you really think Damari Carroll was 10 games. And my rebuttal to that is, no, I think you guys kind of
overachieved.
You overachieved last year. Like you had the great, was the 19 game win, whatever it was, 20?
It was over a month.
Yeah, so they won other games forever. And so I think, to me, last year they were more of like a 55-win team. And so now I think they're adjusting down to a 50-win team. I don't have big concerns about their wing rotation outside of their starters. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like Kent Bazemore, but I'm not sure he's the answer.
Thank you, Baze God.
Thabo Sefolosha, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Thought freed and justified Thabo Sefolosha.
Oh, and coming, and he's coming for you, NYPD.
About to get some money.
Like Serpico.
Looking for $80 million. I will say,
Swedish shit,
and I do need to mention, this is, I'll bring back up the hipster in me who loves Bruno Caboclo. I'm a little worried. Hipster Keith is a little worried that the cult of Dennis Schroeder is growing too big.
I agree with you. I went deep in the numbers. Dennis Schroeder messes up that team.
His
when he's on the court, nobody else can play.
He's not a playmaker.
No.
He is on the cusp of being like underground overrated.
Mm.
Like everyone,
I think he's overrated.
Cuz he's again, like he's got the Demolition Man hair, mm-hmm. and he's just like this little wiry
Schroeder,
like German guy, and you're like this is great. But now that everyone else is loving him, you know, important thing about being a hipster is knowing when to turn.
Oh yeah,
you know when to bail and turn it around and be like, no, this is terrible.
Take a look at Kyle Korver's numbers when Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, he can't find
show.
Him. Yeah, he can't find him.
He's a little ball hog.
He's also recently announced he wants to start.
Sweet Jesus in the morning.
But you know, everyone is like, that's the competitor. So again, it pains me because I feel like I've been a big Schroeder fan for as long as I've known about him. But I feel like I can feel the momentum of everyone talking about him, mm-hmm. and contrarian me is like, you know what, I'm about ready to get off that boat.
Yeah, you're like a guy who was a fan of Kings of Leon in 2005.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
So
was like you just punched me in the stomach.
So they were 50 and a half.
Yes.
So I hesitatingly go under at 50.
And Chuck,
nervously,
you are?
Chuck, what are you?
I think they're garbage. I think that playoffs last year showed us that they were trash. They're going to win 43 games. I just don't think they're as good as they played up to last
Skip
year.
Skip Bayless over here.
Coming in. I just don't. But we watched them in the playoffs, and we were angry. We were angry.
But
at
it was
their
the Eastern
game.
Conference Finals, Chuck.
Exactly.
These teams, they're better than all these other teams.
Yeah, but I think they're just they're fraudulent. And Damari Carroll losing him is a hurtful move, and for the chemistry and all that was there.
Hawks fans, that is at the Mighty Chuck on Twitter.
I'll be there.
At the Mighty Chuck.
You can find me.
That's enough General Shermaning for now.
Speaking of burn my way to the sea, let's go to the next team.
Charlotte Bobnets. Heath, why don't we let you kick this off? Vegas says 31.5.
I think this team, when Michael Kidd-Gilchrist went down, is in a world of hurt. Just horrific. My before preseason total, I was thinking, you know, 20-62 neighborhood, like worst team. I don't know how they can score. Like, I'm not a Kemba Walker fan. I don't love Al Jefferson. As I said, my favorite players on them are probably
15 pounds lighter.
Like Cody Zeller and Brian Roberts and Jeremy Lin are the guys I would keep type thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is where you have to start wondering, do I take preseason for real at all? Because they're playing a new style of basketball. They're 6-0. They're I mean, as of this recording, they're six games up on the Cavs. but mainly they're playing more of an up tempo, and their big guys are shooting. Kaminsky and Hawes are sharing the court.
They are
and Cody Zeller looks incredible.
They are bereft of talent.
So that being said, I have still the under.
The worst roster, constructed roster.
Their roster put together.
Who's worse?
The 76ers.
Well, but that was on purpose. They were trying to be bad for years.
The Brooklyn Nets is way worse.
I hate what the Pelicans have done with their roster. Does that count? We're crossing conferences.
We are.
Just simply in the East. Look, I haven't won in 33 games, so that's an over.
Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't make them a good team.
They were.
No.
But I do think they've picked up some playmakers, like big men playmakers, and Kaminsky. And 33 wins is not a lot. It's not a lot of wins.
Especially when you're desperately trying to win for all those people in the front office to keep jobs.
I was getting there.
Okay, sorry.
The MKG injury is bad, but this isn't a team that's like playing for draft picks. This is a team that is playing for everyone to keep their jobs, and they've got old guys like Al Jefferson on the team. This team isn't tanking, and getting to 33 wins is not that hard. So I hate this team as much as anyone else. Watching them play is horrific, but I don't think they're a 31 win team.
Yeah,
I think they're a 33 win team. I know I'm splitting hairs here, but that's what the over-unders is about.
Right.
Chuck, you think they're going to lose every game?
He just convinced me, though, that, yeah, they could be a 33-win team because that's still a really horrible, bad, no-good team.
Yeah.
But you are also made me pause when your hope for their winning 33 games is Frank Kaminsky.
Hey, look, I've been watching preseason basketball.
Union right. boss of right. Local 1428.
Yep.
Pipe Benders
Steve
Union.
Steve Dorr, Frank Kaminsky with 7 assists on the night.
I 33 is so bad and so doable. Yeah, I'll take the over.
But the actual over under was 30.5.
31.5.
31.5.
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
pounding that under. Love it.
They won 33 games last year.
And they're worse.
They're not worse.
Steve Clifford seems like a good coach.
Steve Clifford is a good coach.
But man, I just, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they don't win 33 games, they're going to fire a really good coach.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good coach available.
Let's move on down to, my Eastern Conference team and Chuck's, the light of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chuck's team.
The Miami Heat. Tomama, Chuck.
Bum, 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 bum.
Who the bleep invited pun? So many hip hop references right into Keith's nose.
Loves it.
I just was quietly waiting for it to end.
Yeah. Really happy about Gerald Green on that team. I'm going over. Of course.
So you're on the preseason bandwagon.
I'm on the preseason.
I haven't even said the number yet.
And I know.
I'm going over.
It's 61.
It's 61 over. All of it.
47.5.
That's definitely over. I'd take that for money.
Can you give me Pickle's number?
Chuck, I know a guy.
Pickle's number? Give me Pickle. Call up Pickle. Yeah, I think that's totally doable if they're healthy, of course. If Whiteside plays contract Whiteside basketball, and if Gerald Green can effectively help Dwayne Wade manage his minutes, if those things happen, then that squad has got a chance to win 50 games.
You know, Hassan Whiteside.
A rebuttal?
Son Whiteside went 0-for-9 on free throws in a preseason game.
He's always blocking
hard
shots.
To do.
I think he said he had a lot on his mind.
Hard to do.
I mean,
he had his mind on his mind.
It is NBA Finals MVP worthy. I will point out.
Yeah,
that's right.
A lot of missed free throws.
Kobe.
So the Miami Heat.
Uh oh.
Stacked roster of like B guys, like B plus maybe even. Like they don't have like Dwayne Wade played well last year.
Very well
when he played. But he's
It'll
not
more the same
he's not year. An A caliber
I agree.
Star. So the question is, can like 8 B players beat teams that have like an A player? Is that too much?
Give me the Hawks A player. Horford?
Yeah. So but I the think, Hawks have like 3 guys I like more. I mean Bosch, I guess. Yeah,
no, Bosch is
a good point. Bosch is great.
Here's the thing.
Bosch,
so
before he went down, Bosch was MVP, MVP candidate last year.
Also You are talking about 8 B players, which I will give you that. Well, Bosch is arguably an A minus. He's an A minus.
He's
a solid A.
I'm fine with
that. I like Goran Dragic.
But you have 8 of those players that one of them on a given night could be an A player who could have a performance that, you know, supersedes their normal output, which I think for the regular season, it's a good bet. For them to have a player go off on a
given
night.
What did you take the over or the under?
I take the under.
How many wins?
Not egregious. I kind of cheated. I have all these teams at like 45 wins.
Right.
The whole league.
Like the whole, all those like 2 through 7. I'm kind of like, meh. I think the Hawks will win more and then the Bulls will win more.
What a boring, terrible lay Keith must be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 45, 45 wins.
I have them slightly under. I give them 47 wins. However, to go back into the lovable hypocrite Doc Holliday mode, I think they're one of the best value bets in Vegas to win their division.
Oh, yeah.
You can win like You could win $400, $500 by taking them to win the division. Now it's down to $250, so maybe don't do it now. But I just think given time, the reason I have them with not that many wins is I think this team will take a little while to figure it out.
That's a concern of mine as well.
But to temper the Whiteside collapse that's probably coming, McBob and Bosch, if McBob can get healthy, should be able to play well together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm excited about the McBob era.
I am too. I think McBob and Dragic is going to learn how to play with these people. You know, people are like, well, what if Dwayne Wade goes down? I'm not sure that's a bad thing, because this team wants to run, and he's the only old man style player they got on that team.
I agree.
Again, I don't want to be too much of a hater, because I do like the squad, and they're one of the teams I'm actually really looking forward to seeing how they play in the regular season.
They're my team in the East, too. Sweet me, Chuck.
But maybe gambling wise, it seems like that 47.5 just seems high.
It is high.
It seems like I'm paying a price for their hype.
I'm incredibly high on them, and I couldn't go over.
There you go. So
I have no problems.
That's fair.
I'm a homer.
We move from the most fun city in Florida to the least fun city in Florida, despite their theme parks, Orlando Magic.
One of the worst places in the world.
In the world.
Although I'm a Disney World convert. I now enjoy it.
You have a child now.
It's a post-marriage life change.
Guys, but I had the best Disney city. World experiences as a kid.
I know
it was the best.
It's a great place.
It was the best in my neck. I used to wear
Irish.
Do you guys remember when I used to wear orthopedic leg braces?
I
did.
Did
I ever tell you that story?
When we were young children.
Yeah, when I was a young boy, I used to wear orthopedic leg braces that had like a metal bar between the legs, and people in my neighborhood would take me with them to Disney World so that we would get a wheelchair and we would skip to the front of the line. It was amazing.
That's kind of a game breaker.
That's fantastic.
I got to go to Disney World because I was...
You gamed the system.
Handicapped. It was great.
Well...
So speaking of the Magic... speaking of the Magic...
Vegas handicaps them at 34.5 wins.
Still bad.
Over or under, Chuck?
Vegas is so good. They are so good at knowing.
So bad. For my wallet.
Yeah. Gosh. Skiles.
Skiles.
Skiles almost had that many assists in a game.
He did. I think you can go over with them. I do like Payton. I like...
So you think Skiles is worth 10 wins?
Oladipo.
He won 25 games last year.
I think Skiles is... Yeah, I think Skiles is worth...
Super Mario. Skiles will play Hezonja 4 minutes a game.
He's going to be... I think Skiles is worth like 4 or 5 wins, and the maturation of those young guards and Vucci Mang.
Who the hell scores on that team?
Vooch. Tobias. Saibot.
Noob Saibot.
Noob Saibot is wonderful.
Oladipo is going to... He had that Jordan stretch last year for like 4 games. I could see more of that coming.
A four-game Jordan stretch
is more than most.
I think Tony Delk had a 4-game Jordan stretch.
If you average out that 50-point game over the 4 games around it.
Here's the problem. Skiles, I do think what he will come and he will add 4 to 5 wins to the team, which is, I've got them at 29, which is 4 wins more than last year. So I have him as an under.
That's so low.
I just don't... It's going to take a while for... Skiles' discipline, or I'm just going to start calling him the commish because the Michael Chiklis comparison.
That Zach Lowe pulling up that Mike Chiklis thing, I wasn't even prepared. Still images of Scott Skiles did not prepare me for watching a preseason game and seeing video.
I expected him
moving.
Like,
it's what I imagined Lex Luthor looks like.
I kept thinking he'd go full Vic Mackey from The Shield and just start tackling other players. Mm-hmm. Just a rogue cop, renegade cop.
He's got that gun in the back of his pants. Sorry, where were you?
Here's the problem. I'll list their exciting players that everyone gets excited about them, right? Hezonja. Skiles is not going to play him. Vucci Mane. Skiles is not good for big men. Tobias Harris. Skiles ran that guy out of town once already.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon secretly sucks.
We don't know that yet.
Victor Oladipo. Those stats are empty. Elfrid Payton sucks out loud. Only good on defense, terrible on offense. Where are these wins coming from? I know they're fun to watch, and there's so much promise there, but when all your guys are just potential guys, except for, you can argue, Vucevic and Tobias Harris without Scott Skiles.
So
I just don't see the wins.
I'm a big Oladipo fan. I'm also a big Payton developing fan. I'm also loving this under. This is a team. I can take a clip of what I said last year. And this is a team for 4 years. They have intriguing, like, oh, if these guys all get it together, they'll be good. And last year, I'm like, this team is tanking. He doesn't know it.
They should change, like, Scott Skiles' name to a GM to be fired's last gasp.
Right. So I have
them. Wasn't he John Paxson's last gasp?
I don't remember. I have them at 32 wins. So I have them picking up. Like, they're going to learn something from Skiles.
They're improved.
I would assume some players are going to be moved with this squad, actually. But I don't. You know, I will definitely watch them week one on League Pass and be like, I'm ready to see what they are. And then I'm going to forget about them. And then they're going to start losing a lot. I mean, because
they were a fun team to watch. Scott Skiles is now coaching them.
Yeah, yeah. That man likes to slow the pace of his teams down, as it turns out.
Coaching molasses.
Most of the time.
Let's move to Bullet City. Washington Wizards. 45.5. Chuck, you got the over or do you have the under?
That's a rough number. I like them to kind of be in the third, fourth, fifth in the East range, which would probably give them, 46, 47 games.
Could.
Yeah, I think that's where they're at. So the over.
They won 46 last year.
Right.
I think the loss of Paul Pierce has been mitigated mostly by Jared Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
But
if he's well, he claims he's going to be well. But
that's one of my problems with the Wizards is health. Bradley Beal gets hurt a lot, and he's not their linchpin. John Wall's their linchpin. But if Brad Beal doesn't make a leap or doesn't become that player that they wanted to become, I think this is a team on the decline.
They're dual linchpins.
They really are.
This team is all John Wall and Bradley Beal. If they excel, if they make improvements, if Beal is the one we're looking for a bigger leap,
right?
Because everyone has already assumed. I don't know, something about his game, he possesses all the skills and he looks great at times. And so everyone's waiting for it just to keep translating into wins and bigger numbers.
If Otto Porter makes a leap, then I'm going to look stupid because I'm taking the under with 43. But to me, Randy Whitman's still there. Playoff road record be damned. He's still there. He's still one of the worst coaches in the league. They won 46 last year. I'm betting on the loss of Paul Pierce and the injury, the history of injuries to plague them to be slightly worse.
I'm going under. I had them at 45. And my thing is, again, it's all Brad Beal and John Wall. And then their front court, you mentioned the injuries. It's not just, it may be not injury, but just age. Like Chris Humphreys and Drew Gooden.
Triple double Drew.
Are so crucial to their rotation. And those guys, I don't want to, like, I feel like it's easy to make fun of Drew Gooden, but he's actually been playing really well. But it's really well for him, kind of. Like,
his appearance belies like a Robert Swift type breakdown coming, like a schism with reality.
No, I think Drew Gooden is grounded.
I do like idea of Otto Porter, kind of, if he does make his progression.
And if he plays like a small four or something.
And could mitigate any sort of, like, maybe Bradley Beal.
With just the shooters. So I can see that that's, again, one I wouldn't put money on.
Stay away.
It's just like that's, 46 seems right. You could see almost, again, as I said, I had this clump in the East of 45 win teams.
It's very telling that their number did not go up, though,
right,
Vegas.
Right.
They are predicted to do poorer than they did last year. And Vegas knows that people, you know, there's a lot of NBA fans who think this is the second best team in the East.
Sure.
So it's, to me, it's very telling and a warning sign that Vegas went
up. I'm curious, so the Cavs are the best team in the East. I'm just curious,
clearly,
as we wrap up the Eastern Conference now.
Yeah, we done.
Yeah. Who are your second and third teams? Can you even separate them? Like,
some combination of Chicago, Atlanta, and Miami.
I'm all in there, too.
So yeah, same thing?
One through four, I think, I mean, barring injury, of course, is Cleveland, Chicago, Miami, and Atlanta. Maybe Toronto if they don't play like we think they're going to play.
So, all right. So, and I think Chicago and Atlanta are better than the rest. I think, but then, I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if any of the others. I think the Toronto, Miami, the Bucks, and the Wizards, they're all, whoa.
Yeah.
Like anyone, you could pick. Honestly, any of the East, you can pick those 2 through 7, and I'm like, oh, okay.
So that's like, it for the least, I guess. Next,
so that is the least turn. And again, I think we've noticed that a lot of these numbers are down, like the 44 or 45. It's because teams in the West are going to win a lot of games.
I've got one team in the East winning over 50 games. One.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. If you want to support us, follow us on Twitter at Fast Break Break. Like us on Facebook. Buy a shirt at fastbreakbreakfast.bigcartel.com. All right. You guys have a good one. And remember, breakfast is the most important thing.